Do you find you are great at creating a system and then soon find yourself not using it, or falling off the wagon, as we say? It happens to us all from time to time, and that's the topic of this week's question. Hello and welcome to episode 103 of the Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. This week I show you how to maintain your productivity system once you have it up and running and give you a few tips on how not to fall off the productivity wagon once you're on it. Now, before we get into this week's question, for those of you who don't know, I also have a YouTube channel and a blog where I post a lot of productivity and time management content each week. Now, over on YouTube, I focus a lot on Todoist, Drafts and Evernote, as well as some useful tips and tricks, and my weekly blog dives deep into some of the issues that come up from time to time and how to overcome them. Details of all these additional resources for you can be found in the show notes. And if you haven't already taken my free beginner's guide to productivity, then that is a great place to start with your own system. It will give you the ideas and know-how to create your own system for you to build around some very strong principles. Again, you can find all the details for that in the show notes. Okay, it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Isaac. Isaac asks, "Hi Carl, I'm really struggling to find any consistency in using my system. I like my system and it basically works well. But after using it for a week or two, I find myself not using it and I start missing things. Is there anything I can do to stop falling off the wagon?"
Great question, Isaac. I find a lot of people struggle with this one. They spend a lot of time creating a fantastic system and then after a few days or weeks stop collecting and organizing, and then quickly everything stops working. Now, there are a few reasons why this might be happening. The most common one is creating an overly complex system. You see, there's a lot of fun to be had in developing your own system. For many of us, solving problems is fun, and building your very own productivity system, choosing the apps to use, setting up the project folders, the collection methods, and deciding how we will organize our project support materials is all part of the fun. The problems start happening once we've built the system and start to use it in our own day-to-day world. That's when we come up against reality and discover that what we originally thought would work well doesn't work so well and involves a lot of processing time. Now it's no longer a lot of fun. Now it seems as though all we are doing is fixing problems and cracks, which means we are still not as productive to better at using our time as we want to be. Another part of becoming better organized and more productive is moving from our old habits and installing new ones. If you're not accustomed to collecting everything, writing everything down or collecting it into a digital to-do list manager and then processing it, it can be hard to get into the habit of spending the necessary 10 to 15 minutes at the end of the day to do that. Likewise, if you're not planning that your day before you finish, you're not instilling the right kind of habits you need to maintain your system. It's the installation of these habits that will ensure your system continues to work. How long does that take? Well, that depends, but a study by the University of London found that to install a new habit takes around 66 days. So it's going to take you around 2 months of consistent practice and self-discipline to take your new system and have it running smoothly and consistently. This is where you need to apply your most effort, developing the right habits to make sure you're maintaining your system. Once the maintenance becomes a habit, then you'll find everything works much better and you are much less likely to stop using your system. Getting into the habit of collecting and organizing every day is the best way to start. If you're not collecting everything, that's where the first cracks in your system will open. One of the best things you can do to begin with is to find the quickest way to collect something. Set up your phone so that you can collect a task or an event or note in as few button presses as possible. If you use an iPhone, set up Siri to collect for you too. The least resistance you have to collect something means you will collect everything. That's the goal. When you process, you can decide if you want to keep it or delete it. Now, that processing will take longer if you keep changing your system or apps. As soon as you change an element in your collection, processing, or organization structure, you will have a new habit to develop. If you're changing your apps, you'll have another app to learn. This is why I always recommend you focus on developing your system and not play around with too many apps. Learning to habitually follow a system is much easier than learning to use a new app. When it comes to processing, this is where you need your calendar's help. For me, I schedule 9:30 to 10 p.m. every day to process, well, every Monday to Thursday. I don't need to process on a Sunday because I do my week review on a Sunday afternoon. And on Fridays and Saturdays, I don't have too much coming in. I will often do a quick scan of my inboxes to see if there is anything I need to be aware of before my big weekly review on a Sunday. But generally, anything collected on a Friday and Saturday can wait until Sunday. I do plan the day on a Friday and Saturday. Planning only takes a few minutes because all it involves is checking my calendar and reviewing my dated tasks for the day. I can do this in less than 5 minutes, and as this is a habit for me, it would feel very strange if I went to bed not knowing what I wanted to accomplish tomorrow. Give yourself 30 minutes at the end of the day to process and plan. Now, you can either do this after you get home in the evening, or you can do it before you leave your workplace. Both work very well. The advantage of doing it before you leave your workplace is you can leave work behind when you walk out the door at the end of the day. There's something about finishing your workday by processing your inboxes, planning what you will work on tomorrow when you arrive, and then closing down and leaving the office. It clears your mind and allows you to enjoy the evening without having to worry about anything at work. The key to making this work is your schedule, is you schedule it on your calendar. If you're not doing it before you finish work, block the last 30 minutes of your day on your calendar. If you're delayed and find yourself stuck in a meeting at the end of the day, don't use that as an excuse to not do your processing and planning. Just add an extra 30 minutes to your day. You will thank yourself for that later. If you choose to do your processing and planning when you get home in the evening, make sure you set it at a time you will not be disturbed. If you have young kids, for example, wait until they go to bed so you can get yourself 20 to 30 minutes of peace and quiet to do it. Your processing and planning time needs to become a part of who you are. It is something you just do. When you reach that stage, then you are never likely to fall off the wagon again. It is just something you do, like brushing your teeth or taking a shower every day. Now, if you've just developed a new system, then there are going to be a few issues. Things you thought would work in theory don't work in practice, or you find collecting or processing is taking too long, which can happen when you're just starting out. Then you should just reevaluate your system. The truth is, there are always some things that don't work exactly how you want them to. When you find that, review and adjust. It does not mean you need to start all over again. Often you just need to make a few little adjustments. If you find collecting ideas and commitments while working at your computer is cumbersome, then see if you can set up some keyboard shortcuts. Another one you could do is have a Chrome setup where your calendar, notes, and to-dos are all conveniently opened in tabs. This is a great way to get your information quickly and conveniently. If you find yourself forgetting to do something, like planning or processing, set up a repeating to-do task to remind you to do it. Make sure you get the notifications to come up on your phone or computer. There are a lot of different ways you can adjust things to make it all work seamlessly, and this will be something you will need to do. But it never means you have to tear everything up and start over. All it means is you adjust and move. So there you go, Isaac. I hope that has given you some food for thought and will help you develop the right habits. Remember, it's going to take a while to develop those habits and you will need to make some adjustments. That said, I can promise you, if you stick with it and make the necessary little adjustments, it will be worth it in the end. Thank you for your question and thank you to all of you for listening. Remember, if you have a question you would like answering, all you need to do is email me, carl@carlpoline.com, or DM on Twitter or Facebook. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.